The Rancor's Brothel presents.
Into the land of civilization came Nyarlathotep, slender and sinister,
and gave exhibitions which sent his spectators away speechless.
Men advised one another to see him and shuddered.
Where he went, rest vanished, for the small hours were rent with the screams of nightmare.
It was in the hot autumn that I went through the night with the restless crowd.
I saw hooded forms amidst ruins, and I saw the world battling against blackness.
I screamed aloud.
I was not afraid.
That I could never be afraid.
And others screamed with me for solace.
Beyond the world vague ghosts of monstrous things.
Corpses of dead worlds with sores that were cities. Charnel winds that brush the pallid stars.
And through this revolting graveyard of the universe, the muffled, maddening beating.
The crawling chaos.
Masks of Nyarlathotep. Configurations in mutation. It's not like it's not a groove path, it's not a cut path, but you can tell this boat dock gets used regularly enough that the grass is matted, that
it's a walking path that people typically use, but it's not like a dirt path. It's something where it's people from walking has broken down the foliage.
Exactly.
Foliage.
You can tell that the leaves are snapped off at the appropriate heights. You can tell
green.
You can see like some rub, some places where things have been dragged or something and been rubbed against the trees. If you move down a little way into the woods, it becomes a little more apparent in certain places, but you can see it's heading north. Kind of northwesterly into the island.
Is it cloudy out, or do we have some visibility from like moonlight?
You've got flashlights if you need them.
I know, but let's not use them if we don't have to.
Today is 2:15, and it is right after the full moon.
Not right after the full moon.
Yes, it is.
2:15 is a last quarter. 2:15 on February 1925 is a last quarter. I am told that visibility is 60% and dropping. So you're into foliage, so it's going to be hard to see. As long as you keep making good rolls, you're going to be fine. But it is a forested place, so. Okay.
But it's thick, and we don't see signs of occupation.
Not so far, no.
Okay. So let's head along the path for now.
Yeah, I mean, it's a pretty good idea if we see lights, obviously.
Yeah, duck off into the woods.
Yeah.
You guys good on the boat?
Keep your ears open for things other than wildlife. I don't know what your actual background is. So, yeah. I don't know what Corey's background is.
Oh.
Like, obviously he's a tough.
Yes.
He's a potentially trained tough, but I just don't know.
You should tell me where to go.
Okay.
Well, let's see where the trail goes. We'll proceed up the trail
for now.
You go in 50 yards, 100 yards again. The size of this island is kind of shrinking and growing in my head as we go. You walk for a few minutes, and the heavy forested tree line that was at the edge starts to thin out, and you're starting to see that this is more swampy, marshy delta.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're not at this level of the interior, you're far enough from the river that you're not splashing your way through it, but you can still tell, like, the ground probably gets really wet here. It's not, you know, it's not...
Maybe wet. The only reason we're not in a half inch of water right now is because it hasn't rained in a while.
Not quite that bad, but yes, okay. It's not... It's you're seeing it start to clear out, and it's becoming more plainsy. You're also noticing a low-hanging fog, but it is kind of clearing out a bit.
Be careful of the fog. Turn on lights. If all of a sudden you feel your nose feel like it just got fucked by something and you can't see what it is, turn on your lights.
And my sinuses have been killing me.
Well, maybe it might help
this
a little.
Weather.
I'll take another navigate roll.
I'm gonna be at the back, and
it's actually
gonna
a first
be
navigate
watching
roll.
our rear.
Okay. Spot hidden plan.
We're good. Oh, wait. Shit. Hold on. I rolled the wrong dice. Yes, got it.
I rolled an 11 out of 60 on navigate.
Nice. Don't forget to tick your skills. You lose the path for a little while, Schroeder.
Yeah.
But eventually the three of you pop out at what looks like a gravel path. This gravel path is wide enough. It's probably a car and a half wide. It's easily enough, you know. And you could tell it's nowhere near perfect, but it is most definitely...
From the trajectory, would I assume that this is the path that leads to the bridge?
Yes, you would assume. And you're navigate. You've got a good enough sense in your head of where you've looked at. You kind of take a look up at the sky and the stars. You know that one direction is off the island, and the other direction you're assuming is towards the house.
Okay.
How much tree cover do we have around this gravel road?
Spotted, not a lot. You can definitely tell the interior, like I said, the more you've come into the island, the more it's...
sparse it is.
Yeah, the more it's flat and plainsy as opposed to being forested.
Is there like a tree line that we could follow to wrap around towards that interior?
Are we seeing
lights?
Hard
to say because, huh?
Are we seeing lights?
Spot hidden rolls? Splin's already had one recently.
And I made it.
Excellent.
Nope.
I gotta look and see what Barrington's is. I know his is really high.
75, if I remember correctly.
It occurred
correctly.
To me I should probably be taking notes at this point. So I've started
That's
doing
why
that.
You're here.
No, yeah. I'm here to play a character.
72 out of 75.
Yeah.
Nice.
You showed me the numbers. Like, I have a weird memorization of numbers. I'm just messing with you.
You're kind of like, it's hard in the fog, but you are getting a general sense of some glowing in the distance.
Mm-hmm.
And with a quick conference with Eustace, you realize that's the direction of the house.
Okay, then yeah, let's stay a little further away towards the trees and move towards the house.
Him giving that, you can kind of get the idea that the road does curve more to the interior. So you could back off and try and get in the trees, but you get the sense that the tree line's going to go one way and the house is going to go to the other. You probably won't have cover all the way to the house.
Well, so long as we can stay at a distance in the dark, there's no other lights around besides the house.
We don't see any, like, guard tower lights or watchtower.
No, not that you can tell.
Okay. Then let's creep up and see what we can find.
I'll take another round of spot hidden rolls. What are the people on the boat doing?
I was just going to ask.
I'm asking you. You're on the boat.
I was just going to ask if we could have some of that chatter in between. Professor Graham, do you think that's a horned owl or a snowy owl?
I don't know. I don't do owls.
That might be a mourning dove. What's that doing out this late at night? Ah, well, there was a screech. Okay, yep, there goes a mouse. It might damp out here.
Mm-hmm.
Keeping my voice real low. Not traveling very much.
Should we roll anything to keep an eye out?
Sure, roll a couple spot hidden. Does
that mean I get more than one roll?
You also can make a party luck roll.
Got it by hard.
It's a no on the spot hidden.
I got a hard spot hidden.
Cool.
And that's a no on the party luck.
Okay. No, you're not seeing anything. It's very placid out here. There's almost no light pollution, so the moon is reflecting off the river very easily. You see the fishermen approaching the boat. They wave as they as they glide on by.
That's a really good Murloc impression.
Thank you.
I'm assuming that's what that was.
The spot hiddens as you move towards the house.
65 out of 75.
Got it?
No.
No?
Nope.
Nope. You begin to see something appear in the fog, Barrington. It's definitely a structure, and it's kind of imposing as you kind of come almost up a little bit. It's definitely, you would build it on a grade, obviously, since it is a little damp in this area. It's a massive estate.
Oh, good. That's totally not what I thought you were going to do. It was coming out of the fog.
Yeah.
You see a three-story mansion house. It appears to be the only thing. It's almost as if you just walked right off the island and lost and just see this massive manor home. You can tell even from this distance that it's crumbling a little bit. It's a little decayed and overrun by the island as if the island is trying to take possession back from it. Ivy climbing up the walls. You do see that there is a small blue roadster sitting outside the house, sort of parked up against the way. There are a few lights on in the manor house. You don't detect any movement. But as far as you can tell, it's as if this manor house was just plopped down here by the hand of God. It's in the middle of nothing except for this gravel path.
You know how to hotwire a car? Just take off. Blare in the horn.
I have mechanical repair.
That'll do it.
We'll hotwire a car.
And I also have operate heavy machinery. So if there's anything bigger
than
a car.
Oh, I've got mechanical repair,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, you do. You have like a 30, I think.
God, you do know these stats.
I'm weird with number and memorization. It's like a photographic thing. It's weird.
So having worked at a large manor on security,
sure.
What am I... Obviously, after he probably like points it out, sure. I'm going to just kind of glass the surrounding area. Anything that strikes me as familiar?
Unless you have a skill roll that makes sense to you, I'm going to ask for an idea roll. Like, idea is probably the only thing that I can think of.
Okay. Unless you have, like, military tactics or something.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just my experience working as a bodyguard.
For sure.
No.
Nothing strikes you as... It clearly doesn't look patrolled, at least not right now. You're not seeing lights. You would assume from having done this before that they would probably have folks with lights. Although you obviously have ramped up things before. I think Corey has military experience. I don't remember. I'm pretty sure he does.
I thought he did.
Jack
thought it was like
did, and I'm pretty sure we said Corey did as well.
If but I remember if not, correctly, there was like a... It was like a predator. Like, we like met eyes and was like, oh, okay. Yeah, this is what this is.
Either way, even if you don't have military experience, Flynn, Joe Corey would... definitely know it's possible for, like, there could be a person laying in the muck like 5 feet from you and you would have no fucking clue that they're there, just because of the mud and everything else, like just because of the general atmospherics. So you would expect if it's patrolled they would have lights, because they're gonna have just as much trouble seeing you as you are seeing them. But you're not noticing anything.
You don't notice the other two velociraptors coming. It's one of those.
Stay out of the tall grass.
Clever girl.
As the velociraptor says.
I mean, I have a pretty good drive auto skill.
I do too.
Huh?
I do too. We are pretty much as a party equipped right now to steal that fucking car.
I mean, yeah.
There's no other option.
It's definitely an escape path.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or
what are you going to do? Drive it in the water and just.
No, there's a bridge.
It's a distraction.
Yeah,
well, we can use a distraction.
Okay. What happens after the distraction?
If we need to draw people out of away from the house so that we can get in there, all we got to do is get that car going, make a bunch of noise with it, and take off. And they're going to come deal with the car.
You want to see if we can scope it all first, or you just want to start with the car?
I mean, it's a... I don't know cars, but Roadster, that sounds... That makes me think of a fancy little
car.
Two-seater.
What year was it?
1925. You don't know what year the car is.
What year is the car?
You would describe it as a... Okay, no, you are British.
You're British.
Give me an idea roll. I was thinking... I keep thinking Lucas is the only British person.
Yeah, I doubt I got it.
83? You'd have to be real smart.
85.
Ford?
I didn't look at your main stats.
No, what I mean describing it.
I looked at your skill
something
rolls.
Something that looks...
What is idea?
A coupe.
Education?
Int.
No, it's int times five.
I missed it by three.
Int times five. Pick one.
You get spend luck.
Spend three luck.
When I say roadster, I'm describing the general thing.
Yeah.
When you put up your binoculars and take a look at it, and I'm assuming you take the binoculars and pass them around and everybody kind of takes a look at it, you can't identify the make and model because I'm assuming neither of you would have any reason to know British cars. But it reminds you of top-end type stuff that would be used. You're seeing it looks like a four-seater, and it is it's something that's quick.
Like so when something you see, like Carlisle would have in the garage.
Right. Something that you go out and drive at excessive rates of speed.
Right, but it's something fancy that someone would steal.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
if you get closer, you could more easily identify it. But the terms of what you're looking at in terms of roadster is not exactly like that. Now that they've looked at it a little more closely, it's more of a 1930s, 1920s sports car.
Gotcha, gotcha.
It's not like the traditional roadster like you think of in the American sense that's like a hot rod kind of thing.
Right. Okay, so looking at this, I don't have a picture of the house or anything. What's the easiest approach for us where it looks like we could get...
You're going to have to not be spotted. I mean, you have to sneak up.
I have a but, weird I mean, question.
But we're looking with binoculars at the house. We're not seeing movement.
Do we see a cellar?
How long you going to sit there?
We would probably... half hour at least.
Are you going to circle the house?
I think we should.
That's not a bad idea.
Before we do that, I want to look at the level of growth of the vine on the house. Like, would I think that somebody could actually manually climb the side of the house based on how much growth is there?
It's possible, yeah.
Is that natural world to know whether
still trying
or not
to tick
could,
that climb roll.
I mean, if you
No. Yeah. I've already hit climb a couple of times.
I mean, if you want to roll natural world, but I mean, even just looking at it, like, especially through the binoculars, like, it's heavy vegetation. This is not just like...
This has been growing long enough, and it's probably strong enough that a person at a time could potentially climb
science
inside
botany.
This is not like something out of Legend of Zelda where it's like, oh, this is the ladder I used to get in.
Right.
But it's a crumbling stone. It's something that can be grabbed.
I'm thinking, hey, is there anything that's close to a window that if we're dumb enough to get all the way to the third floor and get stuck, can we climb down this bitch?
Sure.
You said part of the house is crumbling.
Yeah, I mean, just different. I mean, it's definitely, it's been out here a while. It was built in the 17th
century. Are you thinking like old
right,
brick?
But do other parts of it look like it's been redone?
No, it looks like this is just general. It's been around since the 1700s and hasn't been super well maintained.
Okay.
This
potentially 200 years of wear and tear.
It's not the thing that you see in the horror movie where
Well, no, I didn't know if you meant that only parts of it were old and rough and that other parts had been redone.
The windward side clearly has more significant damage than the other sides. Like, some of the corner crenellations and decorative pieces look like they've fallen off over the years. And, I mean,
I'm trying to figure out if you're dropping detailed clues or whether this is just...
Nope, go look at the house.
Metagaming? You would all know... The quote from Gavigan is north to the workshop to monitor progress.
Okay.
I'm going to go look at my actual words that I took while I was there.
So we're coming in from this, which direction?
Generally the south, east.
Southeast.
North being from London.
Mm. Okay.
So we were in London when he heard Gavigan say, I'm going to go north to the workshop for a few days. I'll be back.
Right.
And then this has been several days since then. So I'm just, you're looking for a workshop of some sort. It may not be the manor.
He's also monitoring progress on something currently happening. So
idea rolls, particularly for the Brits.
Do I also get to roll it or no?
That's
I assume one of the Brits would roll. Would
I'm not there. So.
That's a hard.
No, this is. We're having a general discussion. She
that's
can
a hard
tell you
pass.
About this. She could tell you about this.
No.
Scratched off. That's an 8.
It's an 09. Or no, it's a 60.
What the f***?
Yeah. No.
What is wrong with you?
No.
So many things.
My thing's all it's all scratched off, and I can't.
On your ten-sided on.
On your tens.
On your
tens
place, it's 09.
Jesus Christ. Jeff Barrington, just in general, kind of what Jasmine's saying, this it'd be weird to describe this as north. It is north, but it's not north.
You it's not I mean? North of London north.
I mean, it is, but
it's not due north.
Actually has a pass.
I mean, you could look at it on a map. Look at where Essex is in relation to London. Like, it's not.
You wouldn't call this north of the city.
It's technically northwest, right?
Northeast.
Okay.
It's on the eastern side of.
But yes, you do have a point. It's a bit strange, and you would know that. You wouldn't describe it. I'm trying to think how just colloquially that would be a weird way to describe it.
Okay.
It is north, but not north.
So circling the house.
Yeah.
So you are deciding to circle the
house. Let's circle the house.
Yep.
I'm running out of room, so we better have some plot happen. I'm going to need to turn the page.
Then turn the page.
You have an entire book.
Bossy McBossersons. Jeez. You want to take the fucking notes?
There's been
I'll take the notes. I'll take them with me when I go.
I remember that. There's been a couple of certain circumstances where my memory was better than the notes.
You notice
how many times
that
my notes were better than your memory?
Didn't count. Don't care.
As you move around the house, there is a door to the rear. There's a pretty prominent
shut up
fireplace on the east side. You can just tell it's prominent because it. You would guess a lot of times if you have.
Does it just come out the side of the house?
No, because the way that you would have built this in that day, like the ground floor and the second floor would basically be like identical in size in terms of square footage, and then the third floor would be significantly smaller, right? So the chimney would go from the first floor through the wall of the second floor and out the top there, kind of even with the third floor. Does that kind of make sense what I'm saying here?
Kind of.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It would be...
You're talking a grand fireplace.
That's what I'm saying. It's very obvious that this is some sort of grand fireplace on the east side.
It's distended from the third floor.
Like...
Is it connected to the third floor, or is it just parallel to the third floor? Like, are we talking three separate fireplaces?
The shape of the house is kind of like this.
Right. Yeah.
First floor, second floor, third floor.
Right.
On one side.
Like a cake tier, except for the first two are the same.
Right. You could see a very prominent...
fireplace standing alone from the third floor. Okay.
Right.
Got it.
So it's not a part... It would be weird for that to be on the second floor. Just architecturally, you would assume that that somewhere straight down this line is a fireplace on the main floor. Like a grand foyer or something like that.
Okay. Smoke coming out of it?
No.
Ooh.
Okay.
Not that you can tell.
Good question. It's smoke on water. It's also February, so...
There might be smoke coming out of it, but it's not... actually...
Can we smell it in the air?
Is smell a roll? It's not. What other sense rolls have you got?
Listen and spot hidden.
I'm listening for smoke.
Could it just be a survival roll? Like, recognizing smells?
Sure.
Makes sense.
I'd rather be something we have higher.
I have a 55.
What about brawl?
Can I fight the smoke?
Can it be a navigator?
We had to fight the fog. I'm just saying.
41 out of 55.
There you go.
Nice.
You get the sense of something's on fire in there. You're not 100% sure.
Does it smell like flesh burning?
That would be more of a cooking fire than a burning fire.
That's fine. I'm just
thinking
occulty. Do I smell tortured humans inside the building?
Not as far as you can tell.
Okay.
How much burning flesh have you smelled?
Kind of ashy. Probably quite a bit.
Probably more than you need.
Probably more than anybody else
this
here.
Smells, okay.
No.
This smells...
Me.
You did a decent
nurse.
Enough roll, right?
Potentially, yeah.
In the war.
Oh, yeah.
Almost
half.
Do
you smell a fire? You smell exhaust, let's put it that way. You're smelling that something is burning, right? It doesn't smell like wood. It
smells like almost mechanical, maybe? I mean, I have operate heavy machinery. I would know, like...
You wouldn't assume that it is...
We're talking gasoline exhaust?
No, it's probably more like coal.
They could have put in a coal-burning furnace and not needed to use the fireplace anymore.
Would it be coal at this point, or would it be oil?
Yes, it would be coal.
You could definitely do coal.
1925?
Coal.
I hear it's coming back.
It is. It's clean now.
Particularly in Indiana. Don't get me started.
Do you, as you continue to move around the house then?
Yeah.
A spot hidden rolls? Anything else on the boat?
I realized I have a 60 in biology I've never been able to use.
Okay.
Can I use it to, like, listen
for different...
I've
got a strange mole.
Extreme.
That's an extreme on my spot hidden.
Cool.
I see what you see.
Pass.
Lame.
I just want to listen for, like, animal sounds and, like, get used to the new flora and fauna. I can't really see the flora, so... Like, listening for crickets that stop because...
Creating a norm and then recognizing what's not. That's what she's looking for.
I'm getting a baseline for when it changes.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of nature noises on the island.
That's weird.
That's unfortunate.
There's no birds. There's no bugs. there's no scuttling
It is winter, right?
Yeah, but you'd still have like badgers and wolverines.
And then he cocks his head quickly.
Bats still would be
it
around.
It is winter, right?
They turn around to see the White Walkers. You all catch...
where's the wall of ice?
Like I said, some of the rooms appear lighted, like maybe one on the second floor, maybe a light on the third floor, whatever it may be. You catch a sudden bit of movement, Barrington. So it does look like someone's in there. So you kind of turn and quick glance. The other two, you catch out of the corner of your eye. You actually see movement in two different windows on two different floors.
In unison?
Not necessarily in unison, but it was kind of a... The motion kind of caught your eye because you're kind of looking out of the corner of your eye. You know for sure that there's at least two people in there. Either that or one person and a ghost. Or two ghosts.
At this point, where we're at, can we actually look through binoculars and see detail through the windows?
A lot of them are curtained.
It's just a standee of Michael Jordan on a train.
Yes!
Going by.
They're ready for us.
That was so good.
Somebody with...
Well, that's anachronistic.
It's Kevin McAllister.
I saw someone put a claymore on a Roomba, and now I want to use that in a Delta Green thing.
We had this discussion multiple times.
I know, but I really like that idea. There was somebody that does those Siri alarms or whatever for when people break in, and it's supposed to turn off all their lights and scream "You're gonna die, motherfucker!" and it starts to play "Welcome to the Jungle" and then let loose the Roomba with the claymore on top of it. It's like, release the death Roomba. That's awesome.
Jesus is watching.
So if the fireplace is on the east side,
correct.
Where do we see the individuals? What sides of the
building? Let me double check. Also on that east side, on the second and third floor.
Okay.
It looks like there are no lights on the first floor. There are no windows on the first floor east side. There are windows on the second and third floor.
When we were approaching, did we see lights on all three floors or only on the top two?
There's probably a couple of lights. Like I said, it's a big house. So, like, you might see a one way off to the west and one way off to the north. Like, it's
well,
hard
you're
to say.
Gonna, even if you, like, turn on something in the hallway, it's gonna bleed down to
sure.
the first floor through the foyer. So, it's hard to tell what lights are gonna be actually on.
Yeah.
Do you stop or you keep moving?
I'm gonna stop and just kind of watch those
sure.
two windows, see if anything else pops up.
I would keep moving. To
okay.
see, I mean, how many sides of the house have we seen at this point?
Just, I assume you came up from you saw the front, so you kind of saw like faces basically south, so you saw like the south side,
okay.
And now I assume you're kind of moving with the tree line, even though there's not really a tree line, you're kind of moving counterclockwise around.
Gotcha. I want to see if there's any secondary buildings outside the house on the north side that's not visible from the front.
Sure.
I'll stay put for, let them get maybe, you know, 50 yards away, and then I'll follow.
Would anyone like to roll stealth?
Yeah. Do we all have to roll stealth?
You don't have to. I just decide what you do.
Or is it a group roll?
Sure. If you want to do a group
splitting
roll,
the party.
You two can do a group, and Flynn can be his own group since he kind of split apart.
How do group rolls work?
I would take the lower of the two to roll.
Yeah. It's not. Well, maybe let's roll individually. So if I get caught, you might not.
No, I'm still gonna get caught.
No.
What'd you
no
get? I need to record numbers.
No, you don't.
47 out of 35.
32 out of 60.
Strawberry out of cheesecake.
Big cat.
You guys look back and Corey's gone. That giant, massive, like 6'5".
What'd you roll?
Muscle.
32 out of 60.
Nice.
How you
strawberry out of cheesecake.
Okay.
You don't see, at least now, as you two are cresting the north side of the house. You're not. You see vegetation going up to the second floor windows. You're not seeing any balconies, so you can't really Romeo and Juliet this shit that you can tell.
Uh-huh.
You are seeing a couple things as you get around the north side. There is sort of a gated entrance to the. There's a back door, kind of like a walled off area, and it kind of becomes apparent very quickly why it's walled off. You see that it's kind of sheltering what looks like a coal chute. Into the basement.
Oh.
You are also seeing that there is a small outbuilding to the north.
How small? Outhouse or like
no.
storage house?
Bigger than an outhouse. Probably I garage. Even call it a small barn. Garage is probably what we're talking about.
Okay, Jeff doesn't know how coal chutes work. Is a coal chute something that somebody could shimmy their way into?
Yes.
Yes?
So they would just like shovel out coal down into it, right?
The idea was that the chute, much like a laundry chute or anything else, mm-hmm. it would go down at a steep angle into, in this day and age, it would be like a room. So the guy who's delivering coal would drive up his truck or whatever and just shovel it down the chute, and then it would pile up in the basement, room,
and then you'd you would go shovel coal.
It and haul it wherever it needs to go.
Okay.
So I just want you to... Probably within 50 to 100 feet of that chute is a boiler.
Yeah.
Just be careful what's in the bottom just of the
drop
chute.
Drop a match down there and run.
I haven't seen a whole lot of chutes in my life.
That's not how coal works.
I know.
But the last time I saw a chute... There wasn't coal in it, and well,
we gonna see. I'm totally going in.
I was the one who crested up first, and looked in the chute of bodies in Peru.
You fell down.
No, you didn't go down the chute. You went down somewhere else.
I went down the other place.
You never even saw the chute.
Good, good, good. I saw the other creepy.
But I called Lucas up, and he lost sand for it. I remember that.
And you left me alone.
Corey, as you're sitting there, you're beginning to wonder...
They left you alone.
Again, it would make sense for the second floor. You begin to kind of wonder, people are moving around in there a lot. Maybe given the hour, bedrooms? You know what I mean? Maybe mm-hmm. they're making beds. Maybe they're getting ready for bed. Maybe one of them's a washroom or something. You're not quite sure. But the movement seems to be contained mostly to those rooms that you can see.
Do I ever see multiple people by the same window, or does it seem like single occupants?
Not that you can tell. It's hard to know for sure.
All right. When I've kind of watched and I don't see anything but that pattern, I'll sneak off.
Sure.
After them.
Absolutely.
And we wouldn't have gotten too far away from him.
No, I assume you're all taking it very slowly, and yes. you probably have gone a few minutes.
You want to check out the outbuilding before we make any kind of affront on the house?
We can. You'll come around and see what we've seen. We'll point mm-hmm. out the coal chute, the outbuilding. What do you think?
The coal chute is gated, you said? Or there's wall
like
around it?
Yeah, there's like a... Let me look at the map a little bit more closely. Let me zoom in. Like, I don't know how the chutes themselves function. Like... Legitimately, I should probably look this up. But, like, in every coal chute in the map, it's almost always next to a gate. So, what I'm guessing is you would have to dig a hole down into the ground, right? And that's theoretically, like, a safety hazard. So, you would probably put the chute, like, backed up against a gate or up against a wall to keep people from, like, falling the wrong way into the chute. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. It probably had more to do with people stealing coal.
It's on the outside of the gate, though.
I know.
No, not the inside of the gate.
How much space is between the wall and the chute?
They're like backed up to each other. Like, there's the house kind of goes like this, and there's a door, and there's a path, right? I'll show you here in a second, Jeff.
No, you're fine.
And then there's like a gate, and the coal chute is right here.
Oh, okay.
You follow me?
So the gate is not just for the chute, it's for the house, but the chute happens to be right by.
But I've seen this over and over and over again, so I think it's me not knowing exactly how coal chutes work.
Okay.
But I'm guessing that you probably create some sort of structure here, specifically because you just dug a giant hole into the ground, right?
Yeah.
You don't want to walk into it from that way. So it forces people to walk around it.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
So the chute is inside that gate, though.
No, it's actually on the outside of the gate.
Okay.
It's
convenient. Gate.
There. Yeah. Where the X is.
Cool.
So is it gate? Okay. And you normally walk through the gate or go through the gate this way, but the chute actually goes this way.
Correct.
Right on.
Loading dock-esque.
I'm going to point to the outbuilding.
I only know the Navy signals.
Let's look at the outbuilding.
That's a Jimmy John sandwich.
No, it's Saving Silverman. Get a cheeseburger.
Yep. It's like only one of like the two good jokes of that film.
Hey, now. That is a classic.
I love that.
It's so good. Yeah,
it is. No, it's
like fun. That is such
well,
a good
the nachos stuck the together. That's one nacho.
Saving Silverman. Is that like Jack Black and Jack Billy Zane? Is it Billy? Not Billy Zane?
Yeah.
Steve Zahn.
Yeah.
And the guy from American Pie that no one can remember is named Jason Biggs.
Biggs and the same chick from Monkey Bones, right? Yeah. So we're headed towards the outbuilding.
You get to the outbuilding. It appears unlocked.
I'm assuming no lights.
No lights.
No windows?
Party luck roll?
Just the immediate party? I'm not party? There.
The immediate party.
Yes. We've had this happen.
I'm imagining.
If I'm not there, it's not me.
I'm imagining it's me.
40?
50.
Oh, no, it's you.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see how
that's still not bad. 40.
Four. Four.
Nice. Use it on the luck roll. Yes, there are a few windows if you'd like to peek in.
We could flashlight in if we want to, right?
Have you been drinking outhouse?
It's the police.
No, I'll go in the door.
I'm looking through the window. Someone just came in.
I gotta beat him. Do I take the shot?
I'm gonna bring him down.
You idiot, dangerous. It's me.
It seems to
and
serve.
Then you see the pencil mustache and recognize Barrington.
Wait a minute. If he's in there,
who's standing beside me?
It's me, you dumbass. There's three of us.
You see very quickly, it's kind of a...
It's Three Stooges on real quick. Real fucking quick in this.
You see it appears to be like a very large garden shed. Yeah, you're seeing tools to like...
But I am seeing stuff that is appropriate for a garden shed.
Yes, you're seeing things to like cut grass. You're seeing... You
know, no extra chains or hooks or
body
bloody...
from the wall.
No, there aren't...
Pry bar?
There's no slaughter tub. Ooh.
Probably.
Yeah, I'll take a pry bar.
Yeah, there might be a pry bar. Make a luck roll, Jeff.
There's a pry bar.
Sweet, ooh, you got a pry bar.
Cool.
Yeah, you're finding a couple of little, again, like household tools. Like,
yep.
It's scaled up a little bit, which is interesting. Nature roll? Natural world, something?
Does that just him or anybody
else? What do you mean
else?
Scaled up?
It's not like your hobbyist gardener. You're probably seeing, like, probably scythes or something. Like, moving a lot of, like...
To John Deere.
If I'm also allowed to roll, I pass.
I don't know if John... don't seem particularly manicured.
Yeah. Why are we having so much gardening supplies if no one's actually keeping the grounds?
It's not that it's massive
winter.
By any stretch of the imagination.
No, but someone invested money in it.
It's not like there are 10,000 John Deeres there. It's just the idea that you've walked up on a place that... doesn't seem into all that well repair. It doesn't seem all that...
How open's the ground on the north side of the outhouse building?
Fairly open.
By looking at it and by light and looking binoculars, do I notice anything potentially like fresh, shallow graves?
Survival roll?
Extreme.
Ooh. You see there is a well-trodden path leading northwest from the house, going
like
elsewhere.
More well trodden into the docks.
Yes. You would imagine, you said extreme?
Yeah.
You would imagine, so I mean, like, you follow trails before, and sometimes knowing the difference between what a trail is and how often it's used, like, is huge for your livelihood and for staying
is
alive.
Is survival or track maybe better?
Yeah. What was the
doesn't matter. I mean, I extremed either one, I think.
What you're seeing in to the northwest is... Like, if, again, I'm just going to throw some numbers out there. They don't necessarily mean anything arbitrarily, but you would know kind of the concept, right?
Yeah.
From the dock to the road, right? 2 to 3 people use that once a month, right? Mm-hmm. From this, it's more like 15 to 30 people use this path once every 2 weeks or something. Like, I'm not saying that arbitrarily, like, you know those numbers, but this is a significantly more trodden
path. Does the path look like it's multiple people walking abreast?
You would most definitely know that it is being used. It's not one person going back and forth, back and forth. They don't track like this. This is people walking in twos.
This is like
herd movement.
This is like a cult walking to the sacrificial circle.
Or carrying bodies.
I would definitely
side
point this out
side.
To my other... My cohorts.
Yeah, do we want to go look at this, or do we want to go deal with the house?
I think we go look at this before we look in the house, personally. If there's no detection, let's see as much as we can before we try to infiltrate anything.
It's heading, like, to the 10 o'clock of where you're at, so it's heading, like, northwest, but way more west than it is north.
Okay.
That's
back
my thoughts.
Of the house, any windows?
There are...
North side?
Hold on, I just hit a button.
I
was looking up something else.
You said any windows, but it came out innuendos.
Innuendos?
There are a couple...
innuendos again?
There are a couple on the east side.
Once is enough.
On the first floor.
Uh-huh.
One That's on the west side on the first floor.
Wait, you said there were no windows on the east side on the first floor before.
Right, but the east side of the north face.
Wait, what? Oh, okay.
You follow me?
Yes.
Like, again, you walked around this way, right? So you were here. This is the front.
Yes. Sir.
And you kind of got, like, windows, right? And you mm-hmm. got a door, whatever. You walked around this side. There are no windows here, but there are windows here.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're on the back side, and there are windows into this room on the other side.
Gotcha.
Does that make sense?
Yep.
So there are a couple of windows on the east side where the chimney is, like, sort of in that area. There is one. Otherwise, there are no windows on the first floor. There's another one slightly to the west. It's a very small window. Second floor, again, you've got, like, the second floor clearly is lit by windows. Like, you've got 6 or 7 windows on the second floor, and you've got 2 or 3 on the third floor from the north side.
Of course, you want to fire down on your enemies.
So several
you don't want people breaking in on the
floor.
First floor, but you want to light it second and third floor with windows. Which explains why
any
the
movement?
Trees are cut away.
Any lights on?
Spot hidden.
Yep.
You see some movement, and it doesn't appear to probably likely be the same movement.
Okay.
If those were bedrooms and those were people getting ready for sleep, either they've moved or there are others.
Second floor, third floor.
Right. So as you're drawing this, right? So this is the east side. Like, yeah, you kind of get the sense here. Like, now you're kind of getting movement, like, here and here. So, like, it doesn't make sense logistically that it's the same room.
No.
All right, I'm going to point that out to the fellows and just say, got probably 4 people at least spotted thus far.
Okay.
Now, it's possible that those 2 people moved to that other room, but it... I mean, it's enough that, given your tense situation, you're...
Worst case scenario, we're looking at least 4 people.
Yeah.
Thus far. Yeah. What time of night is it?
I mean, you guys went at dark. Obviously, this is winter, so it gets dark early. But you probably took an hour or so to get here. You've been plodding along. I'm assuming it's probably 10, 11 o'clock at night.
Okay. Yeah. The big difference if there's 4 people walking around at 2:30 in the morning versus 10 o'clock at night. Yeah.
And it looked like they were winding down.
Yeah, I'm all about going and checking out the path.
Check out the path.
Sounds good.
As you follow the path, the trees get denser for a little bit. The path becomes more obvious. And spot hidden.
Nope.
Okay.
Hard pass.
Extreme.
Extreme.
Lend me your eyes, boys.
So I'm assuming at this point, I'm assuming you're walking around without flashlights.
Yes.
Okay. It has gotten a little dark, so for Joe Corey, it's getting harder to see. You see, in the distance, Barrington, you see the land start to just... You kind of got walked into a denser part, and then you could see it starting to clear, and you can see an object in the middle of the clearing.
Obelisk.
Schroeder... This
pyramid.
Object appears to be about 8 feet tall, but only about 1.5 feet wide.
Thin man. How far off is it?
50 yards.
And I can't see any detail on it from this far out in the light?
Not a whole lot. I mean, you just used the word obelisk. That applies. I don't know how clever you are in terms of knowing what an obelisk would be, but...
You mean my character?
Right.
No, he means you.
Go home.
Not more men here. Dull men. It's all I remember that
Please?
My French host mother kept telling me part? So I could learn the words.
Please?
Men here.
I need
men.
Light.
Men here. Dull men. Men here go up. Dull men's are table.
So it's men here. Solo.
Yes. Technically, the word that you'd be looking for more than an obelisk probably is a men here.
But there's nothing else. Just it's singular.
Yes, as far as you can tell, it's in the clearing by itself. I assume that once you see it, you all stop, so I'm not pushing you any further. You got closer, you could see more.
And we're still not seeing any signs of movement out here.
Negative.
Okay. Then yes.
I'll be watching our ass.
Nobody is tied to the stake currently.
Yeah. Yeah. I would
Barrington's definitely going further.
Okay. Enclosed by tall and dense trees, this area suddenly clears. This well-trodden path leads you to a giant, or to a decent-sized clearing, like pretty significant. The land very clear. Roll natural world. If anyone else has natural world, you can roll it.
You do.
I got 10.
No, I don't.
Actually, operate heavy.
I think you have
operate,
a low natural world.
Maybe I would
heavy
give
heavy machinery.
Operate heavy machinery, but at a disadvantage.
Maybe I could be completely wrong.
At a penalty die.
Whoa! Say it again.
I would do operate heavy machinery, but at a penalty die.
Oh.
Natural world is what I'd rather have.
No, I have navigate.
Nope.
The ground here is flattened and cleared, but it's not completely flat. It's kind of uneven. There are pockets, almost, indentations in the ground.
It's the roll I wanted to make.
You know, where the root feet trod?
Mm-hmm. You get the sense that there is this...
Tree beard?
There is this 8-foot-tall obelisk right in the middle, like... As best you can tell, the dead middle of this.
What was that game that they played with, like, sheets, and they run around in a circle around?
Maypole?
A maypole?
Is that what, yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah, it's ribbon, I mean, it's, but yes.
It's not that's entirely unlike a maypole.
Is there any noticeable symbols within the obelisk that might
I
be recognizable?
Say that from this distance, it's hard to tell, but the obelisk does not seem like a solid structure. It does appear like you are seeing... Maybe it's writing, maybe it's erosion. It's hard to tell from... I'm assuming you're still not running right up to it. But you are seeing... Because, again, you're doing it in the dark. Unless you're going to use binoculars or shine a flashlight over there, you're seeing that the surface does not appear smooth.
From where
particularly we're, down near the bottom.
From where we're at, would we be visible from the house if we turned the light on?
You wouldn't think so. But, again, what, the human eye can see a candle from, like, some bullshit distance away.
Yeah, but through
woods?
But there
are trees and paths in the way.
Was it a winding path or was it a straight path?
It was a bit of a winding path, not super winding.
Well, and if we point the flashlights away from the house and use our bodies to block, it's...
Yeah.
I just remember that the human eye on a dark night can see a candle from, like, some stupid distance away.
Like it's a half mile.
No, right. Like it depends on miles. Whose eyes it's we're using. Dumb. Because if it's your eyes without glasses, you ain't seeing shit.
I can see light really, really well. I can't tell you what the light is, but right. I can go day to light.
Yes. As someone who is also nearsighted, yes.
He becomes an ogre. Duh, light.
Because I get done without my glasses on. Can't see shit.
Can't hear shit either.
So yes, you can turn the lights on, you think, and be relatively clear. It is a dense trees. No, she's calling me deaf.
Oh.
I don't know why you flipped me off.
It's only on one side.
No, it was aimed at me. Your vision's that
totally
bad.
At me because I said that it, he
Jeff,
couldn't
do you want
hear.
To turn the goddamn light on?
Yes.
Okay.
I'll go up to the obelisk and check it out.
I would follow him as there the only is, potential person that could notice symbols from either cult.
There is some sort of writing etched in the obelisk.
It's almost like you left the person who can read the hieroglyphics back in the boat.
He said he didn't want to come.
You told him not to.
No, he said he wasn't worthwhile enough.
You also see multiple sets of iron shackles bolted into the base of this obelisk.
I'm right.
As you walk up, you can see, like I said, the ground is mostly flat, but again, it's got little pockmarks and divots. It looks like there are remnants, maybe. Again, it's hard to tell because it's rained and it's been snowy. It looks like there are almost remnants of, like, maybe fires or something.
Burned at the stake.
There's no, like, stake fire here. It's
yeah,
like, oh, there might have been a fire in that little patch of grass. And, oh,
it's okay.
A fire
it's just their
place.
Innards they pulled out and lit in fire in front
Tori,
of them.
Tori, throw the shackles on. Let's see what this thing does.
I can break these cups.
I would go up and take a closer look. Is there anything recognizable?
In terms of what?
Symbols, writing,
blood.
Okay.
I mean, I've seen quite a bit of craziness so far. Is there anything sure. that jumps out at me?
God, I hope not.
That's a shirt.
This is when Cecil walks out and goes, "It was me all along."
Damn it, Cecil!
Rolling what?
Idea with a penalty.
Oh, I actually. The penalty got me.
That's supposed to. You don't recognize anything in terms of the... If it is writing, you don't recognize it, and you're not seeing any symbols.
No ankh or...
There might be an ankh or two. Not an upside down one.
Okay. Okay, these shackles.
Yes.
Yeah, Corey mentioned blood. Do we see blood?
I'm trying
evidence
to figure
of violence.
You have jurisdiction. You're a private property, and it's not even in your county.
He's no longer just a policeman.
Some sort of forensics role? Give me something here.
Spot hidden, a call? Probably closest.
Do you have investigate?
Or
not investigate.
What about like first aid or medicine?
Yeah.
I mean, besides
really,
spot hidden,
the closest thing is spot hidden.
Then I would probably take a spot hidden from you since you're trained in forensics. If someone is trained in medicine or first aid, I might give that to him.
40 out of 75.
You are noticing half, right? What you would recognize as human tissue and or blood.
40.
It's not...
37 and a half.
It's not copious amounts. Like, you have to really investigate the manacles. But you are seeing signs that, I mean, they're manacles. Like, they're for human beings. Like,
right.
You're not seeing swaths of ritualistic slaughter.
Okay.
But this is more than the Golden Dawn. Or if the Golden Dawn was doing this, you would be very disturbed.
Uh-huh.
Because I think that's something always important to keep in mind. Like, there were a lot of, like, Egyptian cults at this time. Like, in real life history, you know, Aleister Crowley, Golden Dawn was going on at this point. And it was accepted because he had friends in high society.
I just picked up a book of his called Diary of a Drug Fiend. It's all about a bunch of his writings.
Farrington, do you point this out?
Yeah.
Does it look like, because I've probably cleaned up after messes before, does it look like someone just doing a bad job of cleaning up? Like leaving behind a little bit?
Hard to say. Again, you don't know what the weather patterns have been. If this happened 3 weeks ago and it's rained 4 times since then, that would give you a different opinion than if it rained last night.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It snowed last night. In real life, it snowed 2 days ago.
For the two in the boat.
Yesterday? I lose track of my days again.
Yeah, yesterday. It was yesterday.
You were right rolls. On both accounts.
Listen, rolls. This is me. I can roll.
Oh, there is.
No, I can't.
Oh, God.
Nope.
That's a 66 out of 20.
Looks like we're taking the car out, guys.
But I was listening for things.
You were listening for things.
Do I get a bonus die?
No.
What do I hear that I don't identify?
Well, Professor Graham may not... well,
hold on. I hate this part.
Hold on.
Emotep.
Emotep. I'll shoot him in the head. I ain't got no gun, but I shoot him anyway.
I know it's Frankenstein's monster, but it's not the fucking point, is it? The man's massive.
But if you'd understood that at the time she was going through a baby that had died,
correct,
you would
correct.
Understand that you can be as afraid
because
of the
I
thing
knew
you
that
make.
The whole time these assholes were doing this. You now have left them all alone on that boat for what? 2.5 or 3 hours?
We're bugged out of our fucking minds.
Yup. And those party luck rolls really are a bitch.
At 19, yeah. I did.
Oh, yeah.
Is it a 99?
No. You hear a slight noise, Professor Graham, that you're like, what is that? That sounds familiar. Sybil recognizes it as the cocking of a gun.
Fantastic. Flynn just about choked on his trail legs.
And you hear someone say, what do you think you're doing?
Bugger.
Our title track, Ideathesia, provided by Sleep for the Weary off their EP, Catharsis. Find more of their music at sleepfortheweary.com. Introduction compiled from Nyarlathotep by H.P. Lovecraft. Like what you heard? Hear more episodes at rancorsbrothel.com. Join the conversation on Facebook with the Rancors Brothel and on Twitter at rancors_brothel. Send comments to the rancorsbrothel@gmail.com. Discover exclusive content at patreon.com/rancors_brothel by becoming a patron of our podcast. Most of all, keep circulating the tapes. Much love, listeners. See you next time.